Drones have skyrocketed to fame in the past few years, even among recreational flyers. And in response to the craze, the Federal Aviation Administration and some local governments have been putting new rules on the books to regulate the aircraft. Though, as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, those new rules are getting mixed reviews from drone pilots in our area.
For the longest time, flying remote-controlled aircraft was not a mainstream activity. It took a lot of work to learn how to operate RC planes and helicopters, and only serious hobbyists got involved. That's how Maxwell Tubman began.
So I started flying remote-controlled airplanes and helicopters in when I was a kid with my dad. And then with those, if you wanted to fly, you had to learn from somebody, because they would basically crash if you didn't know what you're doing. You wouldn't get a few feet off the ground.
Tubman runs the South Philly-based company Steam Machine Productions, which shoots aerial videos using cameras mounted on drones. He says a lot has changed since the days of big RC planes that required extensive training to learn.
The difference now is the technology allows people without any experience to fly a drone the same day that they buy it, without any knowledge of what they're doing or where they should be flying or where they should not be flying.
Lately, drones have been winning over a new and diverse audience, from hobbyists to companies like Tubman's videography business to even government agencies. Fortune magazine reports the market for non-military drones has already ballooned into a $2.5 billion industry. And when a technology grows in popularity, the laws regulating that technology tend to follow. In the last few years, as drones have become a staple in the hobbyist toolbox, the Federal Aviation Administration has been putting in place new guidelines for recreational and commercial flight.
I think they're a step in the right direction.
Michael Scalco from Trenton says the rules are pretty much common sense. Among other things, they say that drones have to weigh less than 55 pounds and be flown within the pilot's line of sight below a particular altitude. They can't be flown over groups of people and must keep a certain distance away from airports. The rules do differ a bit between recreational and commercial flight. Business owners have to take a written exam to use a drone legally. When flying just for fun, the rules are voluntary. Scalco hopes putting guidelines like these in place might help calm down drone fears.
Honestly, there's a lot of people out there who are giving this hobby a really bad name. And I think that maybe with a very, very small amount of regulation, we can kind of curb like the, I'm going to fly my drone over traffic kind of guys, which I'm really not a big fan of.
But not everybody likes these regulations, and some states and municipalities that think the rules don't go far enough have started making their own. In Delaware, the Department of Natural Resources recently banned drones in all public parks. In Philadelphia, when mayoral nominee Jim Kenney was still on city council, he introduced a bill to regulate drones and levy penalties if they were used improperly. That's created a patchwork of regulations that may change depending on what and where you're flying, leaving some pilots a little confused about what's legal and what isn't.
Well, welcome to Law and Technology.
Jeff Vogley is a law professor at the University of Pennsylvania. He says the reason it's so hard to make laws specifically for drones is because governments have to regulate not only the technology itself, like a drone's weight limit, but also what that technology allows people to do for the first time, like fly a camera up to somebody's bedroom window. A colleague of Vogley's has called this the law of the newly possible.
So you have all these new possibilities that were never considered beforehand, and this the pace of these new possibilities is increasing by the day and month and year, so much so that law can't keep up with it.
As much as the law is trying to keep up with it, what's been difficult is enforcing those laws. Dan Murray owns Unmanned Sensing Systems, a Mount Laurel-based company that uses drones to collect aerial data. Murray's company recently got what's called an exemption from the FAA, which lets them legally operate a business that uses drones. Murray says the FAA has been clear about the rules his company has to follow, but not so much about what would happen if they ran afoul of those rules.
And I would hope that, they make that clear as time goes on, but we certainly understand that they've been under a lot of pressure to at least get these basic rules out. And we're rooting for them to go forward and make things more clear.
Maxwell Tubman, the drone videographer, says many of his competitors don't follow the FAA rules, but nothing happens to them. And that has been hurting his business.
Right now, they can do all the rules that they want, and the FAA is unable to enforce them. So there's no accountability for a pilot to say, I'm not going to fly over a stadium. Even though the concert director or the producer wants me to fly over this crowd of people, there's no accountability for it.
Tubman says for that reason, most people agree that some regulation is necessary.
There's a lot of people who say, no, we don't need to do that because we've been self-regulated for so long. But what I think is the technology has changed so fast in the last couple of years, it's become accessible to so many more people that it's rational to think that some regulation is necessary.
You can find the voluntary guidelines for recreational flight as well as the proposed rules for commercial flight on the FAA's website. But whether any given drone pilot actually knows or follows those rules, well, that's an open question. For WHYY News, I'm Joe Hernandez.